crazy graduations. So we had, after yesterday's program in our last half hour, breaking the story about, and talking to students at Crispus Attucks High School, breaking the story about, in my view, the radical proposal of Indianapolis Public Schools to move all of their high school commencement ceremonies away from the individual high schools, not do them in the evenings, but instead schedule them all on one day of the week, Wednesday, June the 10th, move them all downtown to the convention center and go from one school to another, rotating around beginning at 10 a.m. in the morning. Five of the seven schools would have their commencements prior to 5:30 in the afternoon, between 10 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. The ceremonies would only last 1 hour on a workday downtown, with all of that extra hassle of trying to get off of work and some people choosing between losing pay, burning vacation time, if they're even eligible for vacation time, depending on their work situation, the high cost of parking during the workday and the tightness of parking in the downtown area, particularly around the convention center. So we had in, we broke the story yesterday and had and sent an email 7 o'clock yesterday morning inviting IPS to respond. IPS's initial response was that they were too busy. This is from Kristen Cutler, who is the PR person for the Indianapolis Public Schools. She said, "I do not have a representative able to call in tomorrow." Don't pull my leg. IPS has a full-time PR person. They are not that busy. They definitely are not that busy that they couldn't spend 10 to 15 minutes to come on the program to kind of explain their proposal. So anyway, I had asked IPS a number of questions that I wanted them to kind of help us out with, to try to help the community, to kind of educate us why they're doing this. And the questions that I wanted answered was, they claimed that they had surveyed students and parents regarding changing, making these radical changes to graduation. So I said, what were the results of those surveys of students and parents regarding graduation location changes? Did the surveys include asking how parents and students felt about shifting to daytime commencement ceremonies on weekday mornings and afternoons, given conflicts with work for adult attendees, as well as conflicts with teachers and staff who might want to be there to support their students? Also, IPS had said that one of the reasons for the change was conflicts of parents that had students in different schools that had graduation conflicts. So I said, what was the number of same family graduates in the classes of 2013 and 2014 at IPS who graduated from different high schools in the same graduating year? Finally, what is the urgency of implementing such a radical change in commencement procedures in IPS? What's the imperative for adding additional expense at this time by moving commencements to the convention center? Why wasn't consideration given to take the time to hear the community out and look at implementing such changes for the class of 2016? So the first response that I got from Kristen Cutler: we surveyed senior students at IPS and found 63% of those surveyed would prefer graduation at a larger venue instead of at their own school. 54% of Crispus Attucks students surveyed would like a larger venue. When it comes to tickets for graduation, 63% of students said they would like to invite 10 or more family members and friends to the event. When we refer to families wishing to see more than one student's graduation, we're usually talking about cousins, stepchildren, and even younger siblings of an IPS parent. Based on the nature and popularity of our magnet programs, we can be sure there are students who are connected but will be graduating from different IPS schools. In addition to giving families the opportunity to attend more than one ceremony and for students to invite more family members, this plan would make commencement a signature event for our graduates. Turnaround time between ceremonies will allow our event planners to transform the hall into a celebration of each school, whether it's the black and orange of Broad Ripple, the green and gold of Crispus Attucks, the purple and white of George Washington, or any of our other outstanding high schools. Our event staff will ensure students are treated to an individualized ceremony. Holding commencement at the convention center will not turn graduation into a cookie-cutter event. We will give students the experience they deserve. True. Would somebody tell me how a one-hour high school graduation is giving students, quote, the experience they deserve, end of quote? Have you heard such malarkey in your life from a PR person of a major big city school district? I sent a reply that I have not gotten an answer to because she did not answer my questions. You noticed that. Audience, you did notice she did not answer the questions. And I asked the question again, says, when it comes to determining the schedule for commencement, no day or time would be perfect. Oh, no, this is the response. I asked her about, you know, scheduling and time. And Kristen Cutler's reply was, when it comes to determining the schedule for commencement, no day and time would be perfect for all families. With many people working evenings or late shifts and schedules that require work on the weekends, a significant number of IPS family members would likely have to make arrangements to attend evening and weekend ceremonies as well. While the hour-long ceremonies would allow IPS to hold all commencement events in a single day, there would also be potential benefits to our families. I know many of us have attended graduations or other lengthy events where toddlers quickly grow restless and older family members tire more easily. Is she talking about me? For those families and especially those looking to attend more than one ceremony, the hour-long timeline may work out better. I know our team is working to secure a parking solution. I hope to have an update for that for you on that tomorrow. Well, she ain't got... Let me start with Reggie. Hi, Reggie.
Amos. I must be like Mike Tyson. That's ludicrous. It's ludicrous.
It's ludicrous.
Amos, how could they, number one, I don't believe they've contacted parents and parents wanted this. I don't believe that the students wanted this.
Well, no, they asked misleading questions. If you ask anybody, if you ask a student, a high school senior, would you like your graduation at a larger venue than your own school? They're going to say yes. If you say, would you like more tickets for your graduation? Everybody going to say yes.
Right.
If all of a sudden, if you're attending Tech, and somebody asks you, would you like to have your graduation at Conseco Fieldhouse?
Right.
Come on now. Let's be real. Now, they did not ask the real question. Would you like, how do you feel about your graduation ceremony at 10 o'clock in the morning? How do you feel about your graduation ceremony that's only 1 hour? And then this thing about toddlers. And old people. First of all, how many commencements have we been to that when the baby cries, you take the baby out in the hall?
Exactly.
That's like church.
That's right.
And well, here's the other thing, Kristen. Doesn't she? She's not African American, so she doesn't understand the African American experience. Many of us elders go to a hour and a half at 2 hour church service, and that's on fourth Sunday.
Right.
I ain't talking about first Sunday. So don't tell me that us older folks and toddlers aren't going to appreciate a longer ceremony.
Right.
Reggie, what does this say about the superintendent? Is he that out to lunch?
Well, he's scholarly, clever, and seems to be very manipulative in the things that he does. How could you make it? They've already made the decision, so there's no appeal. They can go to the school board, but they've already put this in place. And I doubt very seriously, no matter how many people they bring down there, it's just an exercise because they didn't want the community to find out about it anyway. I knew about it because some people had called me 2 weeks ago and said this was happening and the students were upset. By you putting pressure on them, they had to come out with something. So once again, they're conniving, they're manipulative, and they're going to keep on pushing their agenda on the IPS parents and students.
All right, good points. 239-1310. 239-1310 is afternoon's Amos. Let me go to Greg. Hi, Greg.
Amos, how are you?
I'm fine.
I'm going to make my comments really brief. IPS, a once great and proud school system, has been taken over by carpetbaggers from North Carolina. And it's a shame. And I wish these parents would wake up. And I commend you for, bringing this to the public's attention, because Farabee's a snake. He was handpicked by the Mind Trust, just like Reggie said previously, to carry out their agenda, whatever that is. Thanks, Amos.
All right, I appreciate it. Let me go to Larry at 239-1310. Hi, Larry.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hey, look, the same thing over and over again. IPS is a done deal. They have the votes on the board, and what happens in situations like that, they just defund the district. So that's what they're going to do, and there's nothing we can do about it, because the most people that we have going to these junkie factory charter schools are colored people. The most people they have at their rallies are colored people. They fell into the loop, and I make a prediction, Amos, by the time this year is over, we're going to have more IPS schools closed down and more proliferation of charter schools. So just get ready for it. I don't know what kind of incentives they give these parents that come to the meetings for charter schools, but I know one thing, that they have a $110 bounty on each person they bring to that situation. So I don't know whether they're splitting it or not, but it's just a shame we let our kids down. We let them down even more when we have a celebration for Martin Luther King, because he's at the base of all our problems.
All right, I appreciate it. 239-1310. 239-1310. It's afternoon's name is Will. Continue. Your reactions to this radical, ridiculous, in my view, debasement of high school graduations proposed by the leadership of IPS, and is going to be a contentious school board meeting next Tuesday. At the Education Center, where the board will hear public testimony, on this proposal. Anyway, 239-1310, we'll come back to more of your calls.
Hello, this is Maggie Lewis, president of the City County Council. And when I want to stay informed, I always listen to Afternoons with Amos on AM 1310, The Light.
All right, because of the extreme cold that is going to hit on tomorrow and Thursday, the city and county off-city workers, and I'm not sure whether it's county workers as well, the mayor just announced that the city will be on a two-hour delay tomorrow. City employees on a two-hour delay tomorrow because of the weather. Trash collection for tomorrow is suspended, but I've not seen the press release from the city, which is notorious about holding press conferences in the afternoon and not telling the media what the heck is going on. We got to rely on Twitter. Exactly when trash collection for Wednesday would occur. But anyway, trash collection tomorrow suspended. City employees on a two-hour delay. And I've been checking to see whether that also includes county employees as well. 239-1310. We go to Val, who has been waiting patiently. Hi, Val. Val? Val going once. Val going twice. Let's try Barbara. Barbara, you there?
Yes. Happy New Year, Amy.
Happy New Year.
I have a comment on the hour-long commencement services.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only way that they can do that is to the honor student will walk, or they'll have a cutoff as to how many, kids below a certain level
mm-hmm.
will be able to walk. they'll have a percentage of all the schools will have a certain percentage of the kids, and most of them will be the honor students. And then, of course, they'll have their, you know, the little speeches, the valedictorian, stuff like that.
How, then, is that fair?
It's not fair. There's nothing fair about it at all.
Mm-hmm.
No, but, I mean, how else are they going to do it within an hour?
Yeah, that is amazing that IPS PR could send me all those platitudes and not answer the simple question of how in the world do you include talks by a valedictorian,
right,
a salutatorian,
mm-hmm,
greetings from a principal,
right,
and then walk as many as 400 kids, because that's roughly how much Tech would have.
That's impossible.
There's no way.
Yeah. They figured it out. They have figured out. That's the only way, is that they're going to have a cutoff point. You know, the ones that have the highest GPS. I mean, not GPS, but
GPA.
GPA. That's the only way they're going to be able to do it, if it stays the way they're saying. You know, they're going to have it.
And I got to find that quote where they called out us elders.
Well, I'm an elder.
Obviously, this Kristen Cutler ain't been in an African-American-based church.
I know.
Because they would know.
that's my comment. I mean, that's the only way I could figure it out.
All right, I appreciate it. Let me go to Robert. Hi, Robert.
How you doing,
Amy? Happy New Year
to you and your family.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to say something kind of different from the topic
you're
talking about. Right. You know, the black neighborhood or black community are infested with crime and everything. And I just, I'm amazed that the black community not embracing a tougher penalties because the number one problem in the community is drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I have a solution, if you go down there and lobby the legislature to have them to enact a bill, hopefully, that would enact a bill that would have a penalty of if you're caught selling drugs, then the penalty would be a capital offense. And that would include if the police or law enforcement is involved, they wouldn't be able to escape it either. They'd be subjected to the same penalty, and also not allow plea bargain if they're caught selling drugs. Because after all, we are giving too much respect to the drug sellers, because what they're doing, they are killing generation and future generation by doing it. Because when you get a person hooked on drugs, then they have a child or something, then that child will have some form of abnormality, and the citizen would eventually have to care for that child, or either the state by incarcerating them.
All right. Interesting point. Interesting point, my brother. And it's going to be interesting to see whether the legislature, you know, whether anybody files legislation to deal with drugs or enhance penalties for that. Appreciate it. Let me go to Micah at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hey, how are you today, Amos?
I'm fine.
Wishing a happy new year to you and all your listeners.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I just wanted to make a comment as far as IPS. I feel like they are showing us this year and last year with the closing of a school that they have no reason to close it. And this graduation ceremony stuff, they don't care about our students. If you actually do the work and you do the good deed and you make it through high school, you are entitled to get to walk and get your picture taken. And there's no, they're not giving them encouragement. You know, they're showing them that they don't care. And us as parents, I don't know what to do or what we can do.
Well, it's interesting. I called over to the folks at Tinley because they have control over Arlington High School. And I was trying to find out how Tinley does the graduation ceremonies over at Arlington. And then they told me what they do at Arlington and what they do at Tinley. And it was very interesting. Tinley does a morning graduation, and they've done it forever. And they do it at the Circle Theater, but it's a little different. The way they explained it to me, they do the valedictorian and the salutatorian. They talk. In fact, they're introduced. They got somebody from Anderson University who speaks, because there's some of the graduates get academic credit at Anderson University for the work that they've done at Tinley. They also have a ceremony where they pass the torch, symbolic torch, from the senior class to the juniors who are going to be seniors the next year.
And that's awesome.
But wait a minute. Here's the other thing. They invite the other students at the school. So they bus in the underclassmen, and this has been a Tinley tradition, so that those underclassmen can see what the end road is.
Yes, what they have to look forward to.
Yeah,
it's a shame. It's just a crying shame they are doing this to these students.
Well, here's
they have earned that right.
And so I asked them, I said, well, what about feedback from doing it in the morning? So we do it on a Monday. We tell the parents at the beginning of the school year, so you got a whole year to make the arrangements.
I wonder if they would allow the parents to contribute, to volunteer, to do something. If you know, I'm not sure what the issue is.
I'm not sure what the issue is too. But in Arlington, they time the commencement for the end of the school day, and so all the students at Arlington get to see the commencement and see what they're doing. And if IPS is going to do something creative, but you can't do that in an hour. When I told the people at Tinley Schools an hour, she laughed at me.
I spoke with you before. I had attended Medora, and that was one of the schools, the only white school in the state that got an F as far as its school grade.
Right.
But they had, when I was there, now I'm not sure what they have going on now, but they had a large ceremony. They gave awards to the parents. Right. My sister, she was involved in every club and everything there was. They bring the parents down because, parents, you did a good job, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the student gets to present the award to their parent, and it's the whole family. It's an honor, and I can't believe that they're taking that honor away from these children who have earned it wholeheartedly.
I can't do it either, and then to insult us older people that we need a shortened ceremony because we can't hang with a long ceremony.
So they're telling it's our fault. It's because of us.
That is real.
That is blame shifting 101.
that is really what the. Let me go back to this email. It says, I know many of us have attended graduations or other lengthy events where toddlers quickly grow restless and older family members tire more easily. For those families, especially those looking to attend more than one ceremony, the hour-long timeline may work out better. Obviously, the PR person for IPS ain't been to the black church.
Yes, because it's all day. The children are there and they hang in. They hang tough because they know. I mean, we're here till it's over. And I can't believe that, you know, and I can understand, yes, the talk, but it's something extra to see, you know. I like to see the kids running in front, and I like to see the kids standing up and talking to the person in the next row. I mean, it's a family thing. It's a tradition, and I feel like left and right, up and down, you know, we are being robbed of our traditions. We're being robbed of our rights, and
well, and again, you know, since Stanford children bought and paid for the school board, is this what they want? Antiseptic, cookie cutter, rush them out the door, education?
Yes, they are. They're doing the I-step. They're teaching to the test. They're not doing the education. The children aren't involved. There's not as many activities. And when there are, like, we were at 43, and the only tutoring they offered was I-step tutoring.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't for your regular, you know, curriculum, because they didn't have regular curriculum. It was all I-step curriculum. And it's just, what I'm seeing is it's getting pretty horrible. The worst thing I had when I went to Northwest was some of the other students there, but the teachers were involved, and they came and they did their job. They taught, you know, whether the kids were participating or paying attention, that was their choice. And it reflected through your grades, but it's almost like you've done the work, you've earned the credit, and we're just going to give you a pat on the back and a swift kick out the door. And I don't believe in that. That is just a horrible way to start your adult life, getting shortchanged.
All right, I appreciate it. 239-1310. 239-1310. Let me go back to the phones. And Rose, hi there.
Happy New Year.
Happy Amy. New Year.
I'm very disturbed and very angry now, but I'm going to make it very short.
Uh-huh.
It's time for parents to get out here and boycott and fight for these children. Everything has been taken away already. They took over, the attics has got mixed already. They've taken the schools in the neighborhood. When they want to take a neighborhood back, they come and they take the schools out. But now all of a sudden they take your children out of a school and bring theirs in because they want to use them to give them a right. there has got to be some laws somewhere for every child to have the same equal rights as any other child. There's no reason in the world they can tell you that you got to go down there and then have a second ceremony. Why in the world would you need to go down there when you got your schools where you always had it? And the parents know good and well, most of them can't afford to take off work, vacation or whatever. We should not have our children going through this type of stress. And you know, it's most important to our children to graduate with that picture and that paper. They keep it all life. And when they start looking for a job, all their papers have to be with them. That's what they go by. And if they don't go to college, they always try, if they graduate, they try to get some kind of a career on their own. And somebody somewhere needs to boycott all these things they're doing against these black kids, because that's why they're in the street. More than drugs, they're in the streets because they don't have a chance to do anything but what these pale faces let them do.
I'm with you, Wendy Ray, my sister. I appreciate it. 239-1310. 239-1310 is afternoon's name. We'll take a break. When we come back, more of your calls about this. Also, there's more details and mess about that whole situation in Castleton. The Indianapolis Star did a major front page story about the brawl, and in it, there's some information that runs counter to what Simon used to do to keep the mall safe and to break up groups of students, unescorted teens. So it seems like Simon isn't following their own procedures. It's afternoons with Amos after these. 239-1310, 239-1310, afternoon's name is open lines the rest of the way out. IPS's radical graduation, the mess in Castleton. I'll read you this crazy statement that Simon Malls put out yesterday, which was a waste of email and paper. But I have an obligation to read it to you. Coming up, let me go to Cassandra, 239-1310. Hi there.
Hello, Amos. Happy New Year to
happy
you and yours.
Happy New Year. What's up?
My comment is not so much about the graduation as it is just in general about IPS.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are we really surprised about this, by this amount of stupidity? I mean, really? Is anybody really surprised? All things considered, that's what's been going on with the schools failing, the schools being taken over, the teachers having to constantly teach the kids to the test, the school board constantly being bought. You should have known that foolishness wasn't over when you got people on the school board whose husbands got fired from the schools for acting the fool. I mean, so come on. They need to get rid of all of them, find some regular people and some teachers, put them on the school board, some people that can't be bought and actually have the best interest of the students, the parents, and the teachers at best interest. This is just ridiculous. If I was able to pull all six of my kids out of IPS, I would. Unfortunately, I'm not a teacher. I'm not good at homeschooling, and IPS is the only alternative at this time that I have. So feeling that way as a parent, I feel frustrated because what do I do? What do I have to do to have my kids get a quality education? I bet you but Buff and Cathedral ain't going through this.
Well, see, the school reformers would say with Cassandra, you can use the state vouchers and send them to Brebeuf and Cathedral, and the state will pay some of the cost, or you can transfer them to a charter school. Now,
well,
that's what the school reformers would tell you.
Well, how about the IPS just get caught up with the other schools and start offering up the same programs and stuff that Brebeuf and Cathedral them offer, and we wouldn't have this issue? Why is IPS constantly bombarded by these narcissistic people? Where do these people come from?
That is a very good. And here's the tragedy of it. The legislature started meeting today, and the major issue on the legislative agenda is they're going to pull money away from rural schools and schools in the cities. They're going to give more money to the suburban schools, like the Hamilton Southeasterns, like the Avons, like the Brownsburgs. And they're going to give more money to charter schools. They're going to give more money for the vouchers. And they're going to hurt schools in Gary and Muncie and Marion and New Albany, as well as in Indianapolis, not just IPS, but it's going to affect the township schools. Instead of IPS, the superintendent of the school board, galvanizing the community to get fired up about the legislature. They're pushing a plan that everybody's reaction to this graduation plan is, what the hey? That's crazy.
Is there some way we can just hurry up and get them out of there and find somewhere? I mean, why wait for elections?
You gotta wait.
There should be some way to rotate these fools in and out quick.
No, there is no way to do that. What you gotta do is, the next school board election is in 2016. Candidates need to start preparing now. They need to get their act together. They need to get their ground game together. They need to start knocking on doors. They need to start making alliances, to be able to fight the big money, because the big money is going to try to buy school board seats. And I think this, the issue of this radical graduation, cheapening and demeaning graduations, turning graduations into a rallies. I ain't talking about I'm talking about the hamburger joint. Turning them into a rallies, that is, most people don't graduate college. So a high school graduation for many in this country, white or black or Latino, is it. That's the big deal. That's the big enchilada. And to treat it like a kindergarten graduation on the grounds that us folk over 60 and toddlers, we can't sit still that long.
Shaking my head, Amos, to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah, right. Good points. I appreciate it. 239-1310. All right, let me go to Carol, who's been waiting patiently at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hello, Amos. Happy New Year to
Happy
you.
Happy New Year.
Amos, I am so angry with them out down at the IPS. You know, how do they sleep at night? How do they get up? And I'm sure all of them have children. And thanks to all the ones, all the other callers, oh, Dan, and all the ones that's mentoring the children. So I'm happy for all of them. But that IPS, Amos, I'm so sick of. Can you imagine having a one out? They are out of their minds. And thank you, Amos, for putting the information out there for us. I appreciate all of you, okay? So
right.
Thanks and have a good year, all right?
All right, I appreciate it. Let me go to Reverend Phillips right quick at 239-1310. Hi, Reverend. Happy New Year. Reverend?
Yeah.
Happy New Year. How are you?
New Year to you, man.
What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to tell the callers, you know, I hear what they were saying, but you can mentor black kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make when a young person sees somebody know how to take care of themselves, that young person will look at that individual, grown up, and can tell that that person got everything together. Now, the last, I think, was a female, she called in.
Mm-hmm.
She said the school board, if you want to make a change, you got to, every time when we have a election, you got to get out and vote. That's how you can make a change.
All right, and so everybody that's mad ought to remember when it's school board time next time when the president is running, they need to take that seriously. Anyway, 239-1310. Oh, the IPS has now told the Indianapolis Star, they didn't tell me this, but they told the Indianapolis Star that they will be releasing the full proposed schedule of events for their radical graduation ceremonies tomorrow. They told the Indianapolis Star that each ceremony would be personalized with each school's colors and decorations. And that these graduations would occur one after another with a half hour between each event. Drew. So they're making these graduations like when you go to the movie theater and you go to the 10 o'clock movie. Then when the credits come on, you got to leave. Somebody quickly cleans up the theater so the next showing can come in there. That's not a high school commencement. That's going to the movies. Because after a high school commencement, don't people hang in the auditorium? Talk to the graduates, shake hands, and do all... 239. A high school graduation is not like going to see Selma at the movie theater. 239-1310. 239-1310. It's afternoons. Davis, back to the phone to Denise. Hi there.
Hi, Amos. How are you?
I'm fine.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I'm calling in response to the IPS commencement Amos, this really, like the other caller that had the six kids in IPS that you can't take out, this is ridiculous. I'm not surprised. But my issue is, why do you think Dr. Farabee has had a change of heart in his direction from when he first came to IPS? Why do you think he has a change of heart instead of being honest?
I would hate to think that Dr. Farabee is listening more to the money folks at Stanford Children, that he's listening more to the money folks at the Mind Trust, that he's listening to the people downtown, and he's not listening to the streets. There's nothing wrong with listening to the suites. But if you're not listening to the streets, you can't be a successful urban school superintendent. You gotta listen to both.
Okay, you're absolutely right. But Amos, why is he overriding what the students prefer? Since Children's come first to IPS.
Well, because according to his PR person, when they surveyed students, now again, listen to the questions. They said 63% of students surveyed said they would prefer a graduation at a larger place other than their school, and 63% said they'd like to invite 10 or more family members and friends to the event. I'm sure if I asked them, would they like a free Jay-Z record, 63% would have said yes. Of course.
That would be 85%. You're absolutely right. But this is the bottom line to me, Amos. He's not very honest. And the school board, the one that they have, I'm not mad at Dr. Hampton and whoever else that they had elected on there to come in. But I think they were bought out. And I would just, I know they're listening to your program right now. And Dr. Farabee, you go after Attic and change anything in that historic school, we're going to vote you out of your position. Thanks for taking my call, Amos.
All right, I appreciate it. I got an email about this whole graduation, this radical graduation perspective. Perhaps it's time for students and parents to work together and send a very strong message to the superintendent and school board that enough is enough. Taking the pride out of these students' graduation is absurd. The IPS administration should be ashamed of themselves. This fiasco didn't happen to them or their children. Let me go to Brother Kareem. Hi there. Brother Kareem.
Fiscal new year for the corporations. But I've been listening, and for the lady that has said something about there ought to be laws about this education, well, there's still two laws on the book, and the last one is the law of the land. First was Plessy versus Ferguson, and then Brown versus Board of Education. What that happened, family, the corporations with their municipality powers and their municipal what they call constitution have wrote written contracts up that our parents have signed in these IPS schools and these charter schools to override Brown versus Board of Education. Two, Amos, you know, over in that area, they had made a lot of promises to the so-called black community, Ransom area. They supposed to have to develop that for the blacks. Lockfield Garden?
Yeah.
They were supposed to develop that for the blacks. But now that they have developed it, the whites are in there. So everyone that is saying what they're saying is correct, but they're not understanding why and how that is, and you have to understand law.
Well, I
think it's a sin and a shame that they want to do Christmas Attucks like that, because the alumni and everybody that I know is totally against that nonsense. So
you know,
they're going to have to step it up.
The other thing is, and I know people say, well, this is all, you know, the money folks in Stanford Children, and they paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to buy the school board so the whites can come back into IPS. Here's the deal. I'll bet you if I go to the graduation ceremony for Carmel Clay, it's not an hour flat. Hamilton Southeastern's graduation is not an hour. The one over in McCordsville, Mount Pleasant's graduation, they're not an hour. Greenwood's graduation is not an hour. So why? And somebody just sent me an email that said maybe the blame isn't Superintendent Farabee. Maybe it's those people that he imported in from Carolina, the Carolina clique that ain't from here. Some of them Tar Heels and what's that other school? A Wolf Pack, in the Carolinas that came up with this. We're Hoosiers. We like our graduation ceremonies.
Yeah.
Let me put it this way. If I went down to one of those small southern Indiana towns.
Yeah.
And tried to tell those people that, hey, Vive, Vive High School's graduation is now going to be just an hour. What do you think them white folks would do to me?
I hear you.
And I'm talking about somebody white going down there and talking that mess.
Yeah.
Anyway, I appreciate it.
Well, our people need to go to be in private, and that's just it. Peace out.
All right. Oh, the school board meeting is a week from today, 6:30. The Ed Center, y'all know where it is, Delaware and, Delaware and Walnut Street, downtown. Y'all need to pack the place, standing room only, crowds facing the outside. Show them. 239-1310, 239-1310. We go back to the phones and Mike. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, Amos, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Amos, you know, they're polishing up downtown. They've been polishing it up for years. And, you know, Chamber of Commerce know how to get your money down there. I mean, they will use your children. They will use the your school board. And it's a shame that we let them. Because for years we have been seeing our neighborhoods decayed. You know, for years we have been seeing the IPS school board just shut schools down in our community. We have seen jobs left our community, but at the same time, they still polishing up downtown. And now they want you $20 a park while you're down there. You know, then maybe you'll stop in one of those restaurants down there and spend another $20 or $30 or $40. But it's just like you said, Amos. If the next school board meeting, you know, if it's not, you know, wall-to-wall us and signs and, you know, we're we making our voices heard, because we ought to be sick and tired of having our children used and seeing our neighborhood decay. Amos, it's 2015. And you know what? The struggle still lives. God bless you all. Happy New Year.
All right, I appreciate it. 239-1310. 239-1310 is afternoon's name. So we'll take a break. More of your calls. Also, we'll tell you the latest on the mess in Castleton, particularly some inconsistencies in how Castleton was handling unescorted teenagers. It seems they weren't even following, the mall wasn't even following its own established policies. It's afternoon's with Amos after these.
Hello. This is Councilman Joseph Simpson for District 9, and you're listening to the afternoon show with Amos Brown on AM 1310 The Light.
So late yesterday, Simon Mall, through a PR firm, issued a statement from Castleton Square Mall regarding the mess on Saturday. The state, why is it, Drew, PR people write funny? Why don't they write like real people? Here's the statement from Castleton Square Mall. Castleton Square is proud to be a shopping destination of choice for families throughout Indianapolis. Our number one priority is to ensure we maintain a pleasant and safe shopping experience for our customers. We have the staffing, technology, and training to ensure that our patrons enjoy the property for the purposes it is intended. We want to express special thanks to IMPD for their efforts on Saturday night. Their quick reaction and activation of the emergency response group were crucial in dispersing the crowds without incident. We have a long-established code of conduct that is strictly enforced. Anyone who does not respect the code of conduct will be asked to leave the premises immediately. That's it. They don't say anything about keeping it safe. They don't say anything about studying the situation and looking at other ways to deal with this problem in the future. The Indianapolis Star gave a long narrative about what happened. It's on the front page of the paper. One of the things that caught my eye takes us back 2 years, when in March of 2013, there was 20 young people involved in a fight at Castleton Square, 4 juveniles arrested, plus an 18-year-old. 2 guns were confiscated during that time. The Star then says, quote, following the incident, police increased their presence at Castleton, and Simon instituted a policy to break up large groups of teens, end of quote. On our program yesterday, we heard from several people who were at Castleton Mall last Saturday, who talked about large groups of young people congregating in front of stores, congregating in that large area in front of Macy's, usually where Santa Claus is during the Christmas season, holiday season, without security coming up to break those groups up. Security at Circle Center, which is a combination of private security and off-duty IMPD and off-duty sheriff, have a strict policy of breaking large groups up. I mean, they will go up to those young people and say, keep it moving. Break it up. They do not allow large groups to congregate unless it's in the food court and you're eating or you're hanging at the tables. When I heard that yesterday, that told me that Simon Security at Castleton didn't have an urban flavor. They really did not understand the nature of how the crowd changes in the evenings, particularly on Friday and Saturday. Another caller yesterday pointed out that Simon used to, when parents would pull up to the front of to the entrances of Castleton, and unescorted young people would get out, somebody would go and talk to that parent. And evidently that does not occur anymore. And just as IPS's PR people are arrogant and they don't want to come to the community and explain and answer the community's questions about a particular thing that's got the community upset, Simon's refusal to talk to anybody, they don't want to talk to the television stations, they don't want to talk to the radio stations, they definitely don't want to talk to the black community. Who is on their side? Drew, didn't the audience yesterday want Simon to crack down? Didn't they want, you know, to crack down on parents just dropping off kids in the evening? Simon is the one that's preventing that. Could be implemented probably within a month, month and a half. They could do that. It is amazing to me these institutions that are scared of talking to our community. It's bad enough when it's Simon Malls that are scared. It's worse when IPS, the school system, is scared. Let me go to Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
The thing about this commission service, what's going to happen when you bring in all these different neighborhoods and you got families that maybe see other people that they don't get along with? Are we going to have what happened at the mall at the commencement service? Let's be real. Everybody don't get along, you know. And you bring in all these different neighborhoods and different schools where there's been enemies or there's been, you know, things in the past together in one area. That's very easily for violence. Who's going to be?
You've raised a point. Here's the other point. We've been to a lot of commencements. In order for this plan to work, once one commencement is over with, they gotta empty the room to put the next group in. IPS told the Indianapolis Star, well, there's gonna be a 30-minute, pause between each graduation. There's no way! People don't rush out of a commencement like they rush out when the movie credits go up. People linger. People hang. People are still celebrating the emotion of the moment. A commencement is not going to the movie theater. Do people hang at the movie when the credits roll up, except people like me that want to see all the credits till it gets to, like, the end and the seal and goodbye? Everybody else is heading for the exits. That's not necessarily what happens at a commencement. And then where's the area for the afterglow of a commencement? And when I say an afterglow, doesn't what happen after commencement? That people start to exit and then they gather and the graduates gather and they want to take pictures and selfies with their family and with their friends. And that's usually on in the outer lobby of the auditorium or the outer lobby of the gymnasium or the outer lobby of the school. So where are those people going to exit to and have that afterglow while there are people lined up trying to get in for the next ceremony? There's a lot of complex logistics involved in a commencement, in a graduation ceremony at the high school level. And it sounds like the Carolina clique at IPS ain't got a clue. And you, yes, you can tell them I said that, direct quote. Let me go to Anthony at 239-1310. Hi there.
How you doing, Anthony? I just really wanted to iterate what you were saying and that guy just on the radio. It's all about the hour situation. I know that's just, that's first disrespectful for all the kids that made it to that bar in graduation. That's just totally disrespectful. Second, it's about the fact that the young people, and I'm not just speaking about blacks because whites do the same thing, right. But the young people of today, they don't want to care. They want any party they can get to and show out, then that's what they're going to do. So it's really not the Board of Education is doing it. It's our young people who are just hurting themselves nowadays.
Well, wait a minute. So wait a minute. You're saying that the reason for this hour ceremony is the young people showing out?
Yes, sir.
For instance,
George came out. Now we know that's a high shoot, but they didn't have a raffle ticket at first until they start tearing down a mall and fighting and stuff inside the mall for a pair of shoes. So just think, by going to a graduation, they ain't gonna search them. They ain't gonna have no type of security as far as, okay, well, let's just watch this guy or let's watch that guy. It's just gonna be all, like the guy said, it's gonna be hoods there. Everybody, all their homeboys. And if somebody says something wrong or they feel like they didn't look at it wrong, it's going to be
so you're saying that because if it was on the school property and it's just that school, people would behave, but when you start combining different schools together, you're opening up a Pandora's box. That's kind of what you're saying?
You're opening up a big old Pandora's box.
Okay.
Close until the real police gets there.
Okay, I misunderstood your beginning. I'm sorry. Okay, I get it now. I get it. Oh, now I get it. Oh, I really get it.
It's the young people that's hurting ourselves. I'm a young man. I'm 36 with three kids. But it's young people that's hurting ourselves.
But see, this is where
every aspect of this world.
But this is where I will disagree with you, because you got that street sense, and because the previous caller had that street sense. IPS. Because they deal with street sense, they should have had the street sense for somebody in IPS should have said to Dr. Farabee and the Carolina clique, you can't do this, and give those reasons that you just gave and the previous caller.
Sir.
This is why we can't do it, and if you're going to do it, you need the metal detectors, and that slows down the end.
Keep it separated. You ain't got to have all them people together. Why you want to? You putting all them people together, in my opinion, now let's get back to the school board, to cause a problem. To cause a problem, to prove that this 1 hour that you're trying to give these people is what all they need. Which that's all, not all they need. They made this graduation. How many of the young kids that ain't making graduation right now?
Right.
You know what I mean? How many ain't doing that right now? A lot of them still ain't graduating high school. A lot of them ain't.
A lot less than it used to be.
You know what I mean? So they're gonna try to prove a point. When giving them this hour, putting them all together, and young people don't realize they're setting up for failure. They're trying to demolish IPS. So we can't just blame the IPS board for what the upper people that's above them are trying to do, which the young people don't realize what they don't understand.
That's an interesting.
Okay, let's put them all in one place, and then let's just have an outrageous craziness to everything, that graduation, parties, going to the mall, all of that.
Interesting.
They don't understand that they're being tested.
That's a very,
in every way it is.
That's a very interesting point, my brother. I appreciate it. Let me go to Nikki at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Okay. I was actually one of the parents that was there to witness the issue at the mall Saturday.
Okay.
And I have heard numerous people that are complaining about the fact that why are parents letting their kids go to the mall to hang out?
Mm-hmm.
I'm 41 years old, and I know when I was growing up, we also hung out at the mall. But the difference is that when we hung out, we all didn't come to fight. We didn't come as it was a big corral or it wasn't a bunch of gang things going on or social media. We were aware before we even went to the mall, my daughter had made a statement about some kids that are in a gang that had posted that they were going to do something at this mall.
Mm-hmm.
So when this transformed, I had dropped my older kids off at the movies and was taking my younger kids to Chuck E. Cheese. So I was kind of, you know, doing two things at one time almost.
Right.
So I didn't even get out the complex good before I seen a bunch of police coming up. As soon as I seen this, my son called me to let me know that there was some shooting involved and a bunch of fighting. So I immediately turned around and got my children. So I walked up to the movie theater where I had dropped the kids off, which was a mess at that time. It was a bunch of crowd and a bunch of kids and a bunch of police. Well, these policemen were standing at a stand with the biggest guns I've ever seen in my life. And they're just standing there, and they're literally pointing at the kids.
Right.
There's nothing but kids outside, and the police are standing there directed for the kids. And I spoke to two of the cops, and I let them know, you know, I just want you guys to be aware that there's a particular group of kids. It's not all the kids. It is a group of kids, and they have posted this on social media about what they were going to do. But I think it's heart-wrenching that a lot of these people are calling in saying what they the parents shouldn't be doing.
Right.
But the kids don't have anywhere else to go. Movie theater, to me, is a safe haven. It's nothing that the kids are doing wrong. My kids are honor roll kids in Washington Township. But for me to be criticized because I let my kids go to the movie, I don't think that's fair. I think that this city needs to get together instead of building bigger malls and bigger schools and bigger churches. We need to find a place for our children to be able to have a safe haven and enjoy their life because we got a chance to do it.
Nikki, I appreciate that. And what you just said reinforced where some misinformation occurred. In other words, your kids saw on social media some stuff that was going on. The police told the media as the after the mess had started at Castleton that the police had monitored social media. IMPD was on the show yesterday to say that IMPD was picking it up from young people and I guess people like you that was telling them about this. And that, and which raises the question, A, why didn't the police pick it up off of social media themselves? And here's the other thing. Why isn't Simon Security monitoring social media? The other thing is those guns they were holding that kind of look like some ray guns. Is that, did it look to you like something fancy out of a science fiction movie?
They were two different kinds.
Now, let me tell you what kind of guns they are. Those are guns without ammunition, like bullets. These are like stun guns. It's not a paintball that comes out, but it's something similar to a paintball. It's not a taser, because a taser is smaller. But these are non-lethal weapons that law enforcement, because I've seen them downtown at the Expo Time and the Classic. And I had, and the first time I saw it, I was like, oh Lord, what is this? Until I went up to some of the commanders of IMPD and I said, what is that? And they very patiently explained what it was. Well, they brought an officer over who showed me the weapon. Now when I see the weapon, I have a different feel about it. I understand what it's about. And this goes back to police community relations. And I know the officers were tense and stressed, and they had that tight body language when they don't know what's going on, and they got to be careful. But I think law enforcement has to do a better job of educating the community that, hey, when you come up to a scene and you see our officers with this type of weapon, it's not what you think it is. It's a non-lethal weapon designed for crowd control.
I think that was. Thank you for explaining that because they were very unapproachable.
Well, no, having been. Remembering being downtown during the shooting 5 years ago and seeing the officer's response, when they know there's trouble, they got their trouble hat on, and I don't mean that in a negative sense. They're about business, and they're not in a great talkative mood. When things are cool and easy and they're relaxed, they're great people to talk to. They really are.
They,
at least it's been my experience. Now, again, they know who I am, so they're going to show me a different look than they might show others. But that is a good point where law enforcement has to do a better job to at least say, this is a Glock. This is what our shotguns look like. This is what our Tommy guns look like. This funny looking weapon is a non, maybe explaining to the community their weaponry.
Correct.
So that we'll all understand what they're doing. Anyway, good points, my sister. I appreciate it. 239-1310. 239-1310. We'll take a break. We'll be back with our remaining moments tomorrow. Major discussion on increasing the number of African Americans who are mentors during National Mentoring Month. More after these.
This is Reverend Jesse Jackson, and you're listening to Afternoons with Amos on AM 1310, The Light. in the source of inspiration and praise.
Let me go to Brian right quick at 239-1310. Hi there. Brian?
Yes.
You're
yes,
on the air. What's up? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. I just had a question, and kind of like a comment at the same time. This is about the IPS. To the best of your knowledge, is there any other districts around the country that have participated or tried to have a mass graduation of all of their students at one time? And I ask that because I went to Warren Central, and it was pretty much an all-day event when we graduated. From the roll call to the trip down there to the class pictures to the actual graduation.
We have asked IPS for that. They have not responded. I know no school in this area has ever, or school district has ever tried that. Now, obviously, the township schools only have like one or two high schools, so it's not appropriate for them. We did find out, and I mentioned this in the first hour, that Charles Tinley does their graduation on a Monday at 10 in the morning, but they include many of their students, juniors, sophomores, freshmen, eighth graders, seventh graders, so they can see the graduation ceremony, and they want to instill in those young people, keep your eyes on the prize. That's a little different scenario, but to move all of a school district's high school graduations to one centralized location and then schedule them back to back to back to back, I've never heard of it in this state. I'm not sure it exists in the country. And then just the callers we had in the last couple of minutes who pointed out, wait a minute, if all of a sudden you're going to put different high schools that close to each other, and their relatives and friends, are you asking for trouble?
Well, to me, that's a no-brainer. Definitely, just not per se from the school people, but the family members, the friends, the neighborhood. But more so than that, who's going to pay for the busing of all these students there? And just time frame, it's not feasible. I just don't see it possible.
That's a good question. The students shouldn't now. Oh, that's interesting. Each school has a rehearsal at the convention center.
Yeah,
and so the taxpayers will pay for the rehearsal time and busing the kids from their school to the rehearsal downtown and back. The seniors shouldn't be bused to their own graduation ceremony. They're on their own. That's the responsibility of the parents to get them to the graduation ceremony and to get them home. That's not the school's responsibility. The convention center ain't free, and it's going to be really. That's the other question.
Who's going to pay for it?
Are you a taxpayer in the great state of Indiana? You going to pay for it? But the other thing is, how much is it going to cost? Okay. And I'm going to IPS. I'm telling you now. I'm going to be requesting the contract. I want to know how much you pay.
There you have it.
And because the other thing is, they talk about changing the colors in the room, so from Attucks colors to Northwest colors to Broad Ripples colors. That means the hardworking men and women who work at the convention center, union labor, they're the ones that have to do that. Them brothers and sisters,
they want to go to the graduation.
They don't work cheap.
Yeah.
That's part of the bill. So this whole thing. Sounds like something put together at the last minute, not well thought out, and I have yet to find anybody who likes this idea.
It's not a good one.
I mean, people look at me when I've mentioned this idea off the air. They look at me like I've gone crazy. Oh, this just in, the former governor of Virginia who was found guilty of public corruption, he's going to jail for 2 years.
Yeah.
All right, that's a good thing. Anyway, tomorrow, I appreciate the call. Appreciate everybody. Tomorrow, a major discussion on how do we increase the number of African-American men and women to be mentors in this community. It was a major recommendation of the Your Life Matters Task Force. And we'll talk to a number of mentoring organizations and folks that understand that about how we do that and get a lot of feedback from all of you. I'm Amos Brown. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow live at 1.